It was mid-morning when Buckler led the Witherspike group out of the trees onto the stream bank, some fair distance down from the stranded raft. Diggs checked upstream.
I say, Buck, here comes the jolly old shrew fleet, what?
Django and his logboats came drifting slowly down on the unhurried current. He halted his craft by holding on to the branch of an overhanging willow.
We've had no luck up that ways. Have you found anything yet? A sign of either shrews or ogs?
Buckler explained.
We've found tracks leading away from where they slept. Couldn't be sure, though. Might have been rats and other vermin. Poor Prince of the Littlelands had been trampled over and no sign of Flib. We trailed them to here, but they fade out on the bankside.
One of Django's scouts examined the faint prints. The shrew chieftain watched them closely.
What do you think, Sniffy?
Sniffy the tracker made his report.
Buckler's right, Chief. Some beast being here. Hard to tell, though. They've covered the trail well. They've gone into the water, sticking close to the shallows as far as I can see.
Diggs tossed a pebble into the stream.
Point is, which flipping way have the blighters gone? Probably downstream. But they might have gone upstream, just to fool any pursuers, what?
Django scratched his grey whiskers.
Couldn't have gone upstream, or we'd have spotted them before we got to the raft. I think downstream's the best bet. What's your verdict, Oakey?
Oakhart stared downstream to where the water ran out into open country before it looped back into woodland.
A plausible thought, sirrah. Actually, that's the route we were planning on taking today. Bound for Redwall, you see. That's before we had a turn of ill fortune and went aground. Purely through no fault of my own, I assure you. Streamlass is jammed tight on the rocks.
Django signalled his logboats to dock on the bank.
I'm having a few thoughts on this situation. Tell you what, jump aboard and let's get back to your raft, Oakey. I'll have a word with the wives, but listen, all of you, don't make any mention of vermin tracks in front of the ladies. You know how that sort of thing upsets them. Leave the rest to me.
Ferm and Dymphnia were questioning them even before they had boarded the raft.
Was there any sign of my little twins? Did you see them?
Did you pick up Midder and Borty's trail? What about Flip?
Diggs was at his courteous best.
Patience, ladies. There's no sign of any young'uns. But that's all to the blooming good, really. Now, Logalog Django has a proposition to discuss with you. By the way, Moms, is there any chance of a jolly old bite or two? We'll eat on the bank while the Gaussim crew refloat your craft, what?
Whilst the shrews made the raft streamworthy again, the rest sat on the bank, lunching on mushroom pasties and celery soup. Django explained his scheme.
Now, we don't know if the little uns are lost or just roamed off someplace, like young'uns do now and then. Any lost creatures in this neighbourhood always end up at the same place. Redwall Abbey, right?
Firm agreed.
Aye. That's right enough. The Abbey always welcomes lost beasts, especially young'uns. But suppose they're not there, what then?
Oakhart spoke encouragingly.
Then what better place to inquire than Redwall? Have they not got more knowledge of this area than any beast? Why, pon me spikes, I'll wager Abbess Marjoram will be ready and more than willing to assist us.